right off them tonight.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wednesday brings the second Republican presidential primary debate, and you know who will not be there? You said former President Trump. You're right. The GOP frontrunner in poll after poll will instead go to Detroit amid the ongoing auto workers' strike. Couple of new national polls hold more bad news for President Biden and his quest for a second term.
The NBC News poll and ABC News Washington Post poll both show overwhelming majorities of Americans expressing concern about the president. His job approval is low in both surveys, with respondents unhappy about the economy, immigration, and Mr. Biden's age. In head-to-head matchups, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are tied in the NBC poll, but the ABC Washington Post poll shows Trump with a 9-point lead over the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This Democrat congressman has a problem with Biden immigration policy. Henry Cuellar of Texas says migrants ineligible for asylum must be stopped from trying to reach the U.S., adding that Mexico has a role to play.
If we don't have repercussions, then people will see the border as a speed bump and continue coming in. So again, I think Trump went too much to the right by doing the separation of families and kids. And then I think President Biden, the administration, is not doing enough.
Cuellar on Fox News Sunday. We may hear from U.S. Senator Robert Menendez today. The New Jersey Democrat indicted less than a week ago on corruption charges may be announcing his reelection bid. Growing number of fellow Democrats calling on him to resign, but Menendez is defiant, declaring in a statement, "I'm not going anywhere." On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 73 points. NASDAQ futures off 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Libya's public prosecutor ordering the arrest of a number of officials following flooding that killed thousands of people in eastern Libya 2 weeks ago.
Since the terrifying flood swept through Derna, obliterating about a quarter of the city, There have been calls for accountability by survivors. Now, a statement from the public prosecutor's office has echoed those accusations as it orders the arrest of those responsible for the upkeep of the dams and for water resources in the Derna region. But Libyans blame the entire system of their broken and divided country for the scale of the disaster.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Denmark's Lego is not playing around, saying it remains committed to its quest to find sustainable materials that reduce carbon emissions, even after an experiment by the world's largest toy maker to use recycled bottles did not work. Lego says more than 2 years of testing, the use of the bottles found the material didn't reduce carbon emissions. Townhall.com. A three-year-old child and two adults are dead after being shot during an argument over a canine transaction.
Jacksonville, Florida officials say five people, including the child, went to a luxury apartment complex late Saturday to meet with people about the sale of a dog. Somewhere along the line, an argument ensued and gunfire broke out. The three victims were fatally struck. A third adult was wounded. Witnesses say two men fled the scene. Jason Walker reporting.
And this morning, there is word of a tentative agreement aimed at ending the five-month-old TV and movie writers' strike. But it's not a done deal just yet. First, the board members of the Writers Guild of America must approve the agreement. And then the more than 11,000 members of the union must vote to approve it if it is to take effect. Meanwhile, there's no deal yet for actors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Law enforcement in western Wisconsin is looking for a man described as armed and dangerous.
The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office looking for 28-year-old Mitchell Henke. Deputies arriving at a home in the town of Upton Saturday night for a domestic disturbance involving a gun found a woman outside who told them Henke had threatened to kill her and a 2-year-old child and pistol-whipped and physically assaulted her. The Eau Claire County Regional SWAT team rescued the child through a bedroom window and negotiated with Henke for several hours before entering and finding him gone. Henke's wanted on several felony charges, is considered armed and dangerous, and should not be approached. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The leader of the Everest Metro Police Department is the subject of an investigation into sexual harassment within the department.
Wausau Pilot and Review is reporting that a complaint has been filed against Chief Clay Schultz, which involves allegations of improper conduct that constitutes sexual harassment. Details of those allegations have not been made public, but state leaders with knowledge of the situation say they want to see Schultz put on administrative leave with limited access to the department's facilities. It's unclear if or when that will happen. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's also been revealed a former officer has taken legal action against the department. It's unclear if that's related to the complaint against Schultz. Three Illinois sheriff's deputies are injured while disposing of dynamite near Beloit. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department in Illinois reported that their bomb team was requested by the Rock County Sheriff's Office to respond to the report of the explosive in a trailer in the town of Newark. The three injured deputies were taken to a hospital for treatment. Both the sheriff's departments involved are looking into the case. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Margie, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
A hit-and-run crash in Milwaukee has killed a woman. The incident happened early Saturday morning just west of the Pottawatomie Casino. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identified the struck pedestrian as a 48-year-old woman who was pronounced dead at the scene. And bike and ATV injuries are a real problem, so the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission wrote a song about wearing your helmet.
The agency is known for irreverent posting on social media, but Joe Galbo says those injuries aren't a laughing matter.
For this age group, you know, 13 to 24 years old, bike injuries and ATV injuries both charted in near the top.
That's why their song, Protect Ya Noggin, is a hip-hop song. Galbo says they've crafted the album We're Safety Now, Haven't We? To reach the groups who need to hear them the most. On topics like keeping your smoke detectors charged to putting your phone down when you drive, we've got a link to the album on our website. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Normand Roland Rashke, age 86, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his brother, Harvey Rashke of Butternut, by his sister, Rose Garcia of Milwaukee, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will take place at Union Cemetery in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Rashke, age 86, Park Falls.
Richard Dale Barrett, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Rebecca, and son, Jeremy, of Park Falls, two sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls, and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, two sisters-in-law, and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Barrett.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in.
Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com. Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Fall colors are looking fantastic right now and should be peaking over the next couple of weeks across our area. What's nice about the trees changing color is that they don't all turn at the same time. I think the maples are looking the best right now, with some oranges and reds splashed amongst the evergreens, and the birch and aspens will have more yellow as they come on. So we get a good 2-3 week span of beautiful fall colors to enjoy, sometimes even longer. The rain isn't helping, as it's knocking down more leaves off the trees, but sometimes the cloudy days are good for taking pictures. Now, the color of the leaves in the summer, of course, are green because of the amount of chlorophyll that is produced with the brighter sun, and so that green pigment in the leaves is the strongest, and that's what we see. But now with the weaker sun intensity, not as much chlorophyll is being produced, and so those other colors can be seen. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 8 till 10 this morning. The minor is 2:15 until 3:15 this afternoon. And the moon is waxing gibbous, very bright right now, heading towards the full moon next weekend, rising this evening around 5:30 and then setting tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock. The sun rose this morning at 6:52. It'll set this evening in Park Falls at 6:56. Weather-wise, we can expect cloudy skies, still with some occasional rain, and our high today is at 65 with winds out of the southeast to east direction at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll still have some rain with our low at 56. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies. The heavier rain does kind of shift to our south, but we still could see some occasional light rain yet on Tuesday with our high at 68 with winds out of the northeast to east direction at 5 to 15 miles an hour. By Wednesday, we might be seeing a dry day, but still perhaps with a lot of cloud cover, and mid to upper 60s for highs with east winds. By late this week, we'll start to realize some sunshine, could see some temperatures back in the 70s again. Lows this week through next weekend will be just in the 50s, not cooling down too much. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Kilpatrick.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thunder showers as well. Highs working up to 63. Up east to southeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53. And a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today, Carrie. What do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's turn to football yesterday, where the Steelers earned their first road win against the Raiders since 1995, 23-18 the final. Lions beat the Falcons 20-6. It was the Patriots 15-10 over the Jets. Bills beat the Commanders 37-3. Seahawks over the Panthers 37-27. Chiefs rout the Bears 41-10. And in Chicago, their 13th consecutive loss dating to last season. Cardinals 28-16 over the Cowboys. Dolphins in a huge blowout of the Broncos, 70-20. That's 7-0-20. Packers beat the Saints 18-17. Chargers 28-24 over the Vikings. Justin Herbert 40-47 for 405 yards and 3 touchdowns. Browns beat the Titans 27-3. Ryan Tannehill sacked 5 times. Texans 37-17 over the Jags. Colts beat the Ravens 22-19 in overtime. SRN Sports. Baseball, there was a doubleheader yesterday. The Nationals and the Braves, with Washington taking the opener 3-2, Atlanta taking the nightcap 8-5 for their 100th victory of the season. Yankees mathematically eliminated from the playoffs for the first time since 2016 in a 7-1 loss to the Diamondbacks. Phillies, 5-2 winners over the Mets. Angels fall to the Twins 9-3. Tigers shut out the A's 2-0. Cubs hand the Rockies their franchise record 99th loss, 4-3 the final. Orioles, 5-1 winners over the Guardians. Rays lose to Toronto 9-5. The Rangers sink the Mariners 9-8. Royals, 6-5 winners over the Astros. White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2. The game was called after 6 innings, though, because of weather. Marlins beat Milwaukee 6-1. Reds 4-2 over the Pirates. Padres 12-2 winners over the Cards. Dodgers beat the Giants 3-2 in 10 innings. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-426-2535.
Jordan Love's first regular season start at Lambeau Field turned into one of the greatest comebacks in Packers history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Green Bay trailed 17-0 going into the fourth quarter and responded with a field goal, a Jordan Love touchdown run, followed by his pass for a two-point conversion, and then an 8-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs for the 18-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints.
That whole fourth quarter was a blur. I've never been a part of something like that before, where it looked so bleak.
I mean, you guys saw it. You guys probably felt it. But our guys continued to fight, continued to battle. And that's all you can ask of anybody. And to me, that says something about those guys in that locker room.
Packers couldn't do anything right for the first three quarters. Then came the fourth for Love and Company.
Yeah, I think we were just going two-minute mode, going a little bit faster, and taking some more shots downfield. And, you know, we were getting a lot of man-to-man coverage. And receivers were just capitalizing on those opportunities right there and making plays for us.
Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave.
Electric. That was awesome. That was the most exciting game I've probably ever been a part of. Amazing team effort. Everybody played well. Defense, can't say enough about defense. RG is just insane. And Jordan Love, pretty amazing.
Defense held the Saints to 10 points, and Rashawn Gary had a career-best 3 sacks as the Packers improved to 2-1. They'll host the 2-1 Detroit Lions on Thursday night. Football Badgers crushed Purdue 38-17 Friday night to win their Big Ten opener, improving to 3-1. They get the weekend off. The Brewers will have to clinch the National League Central on Tuesday at the earliest. The Brewers could have clinched the division title with a win Sunday, but fell to the Marlins 6-1 in Miami. Top-ranked Badger women's volleyball team ran their record to a perfect 11-0. They swept Indiana in 3 sets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other area sports notes, high school football from Friday night, the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team put one in the win column on Friday night. You heard it here. We'll have that game archived for you just in a little while here this morning at 98QCountry.com. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op topping Washburn 26-16 to cap off a nice homecoming week at the Shawamigan schools. The Phillips 8-man team, they win at Mellon 52-16. It was Northwood Solon Springs topping Winter Birchwood 37-0. 11-man action, Ashland edging Merrill 7-6. It was Lakeland beating Atigo 19-7. Medford a winner over Hayward 36-7. And it was Krivitz topping Tomahawk in 11-man action 38-30. Phillips and Shawamigan cross-country teams competed at the Rosholt Trebs Invitational on Saturday. 22 teams. The girls' field included 8 teams ranked in the state. On the boys' side, it included 6 teams that were ranked in the state also. So a top-notch event. And for the boys' side, it was Phillips' Gavin Esterholm, the sophomore, a very impressive 6th-place finish. It was Phillips' Maverick Holguin, rather, finishing in 12th place. Also for Phillips, James Vollendorf in 35th place. It was Phillips' Julian Ellingen in 51st. Shawamigan had Robert Schinnebeck finishing in 53rd. Phillips' Arlo Behrens finished in 54th place. Shawamigan's Jaden Oscar finishing in 67th place. Phillips had Logan Sokolowski in 75th place. Shawamigan's Cooper Mikulski in 77th. It was Phillips' Spencer Henney finishing in 94th place. Shawamigan's Austin Hoffman in 107th. And Shawamigan's Zachary Roberts in 109th place. Kohler wins the event on the boys' side, with 17 teams having enough to accumulate a team score. Phillips finished in 7th, and Shawamigan finished in 14th as a team for the boys. Autumn Mikulski continues to shine on the girls' side. She wins the individual side with a first-place finish. It was Phillips' Leah Harper, the sophomore, finishing in 20th place. Phillips' Sarah Knack in 33rd. For Phillips, Meredith Murlock in 34th. Phillips' Addie Gabay in 50th, Shawamigan's Maddie Ernst in 60th, Phillips' Ruby McCormick in 64th. It was Phillips' Maya Nieto in 76th, Shawamigan's Zoe Eimerman in 79th. Abigail Humphrey finished in 84th for Shawamigan, Phillips' Caitlin Pesco in 85th, Shawamigan's Addison Boblick in 86th place. You had Shawamigan's Mallory Smith in 99th, and Shawamigan's Claire Young in 105th, and Adrina Damro in 120th. The Stevens Point team winning the event with 16 teams. Again, there were more teams than that there, but some don't have enough to accumulate an entire point total for a team. But Stevens Point wins it. The Phillips girls in 6th, and the Shawamigan girls finish in 12th place. On the middle school side, leading the way for Phillips was Stephen Redman, as Bredeman, he finished in 10th place, and Phillips, Evan Johnson, finished in 11th. Top finisher for Shawamigan was Winter Edberg, as he finished in 44th place. That's on the JV, the JV side. And the JV girls had Phillips, Brielle Mesko, finishing in 13th, and Gracie Matzel finishing, Phillips, Brielle Mesko in 13th, leading the way for the Phillips girls, and the Phillips girls JV team finishing in 3rd out of the 8 teams there. Complete results, you can go to 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. We have a link to the complete printout of all the results from that big cross-country event in Rosholt on Saturday. The Logger volleyball team, they took home first place at their home invite 8-team tournament on Saturday. The Loggers went 5-0 on the day with a 2-0 victory over Rhinelander, Elko, Lakeland, and Florence in the championship game. The Loggers defeated Prentice in another highly competitive match like they had last week, 2-1. Phillips winning at 23-25, 25-22, and 22-20 in the third game. The Loggers improving their season record to 22-3. The Loggers will be hosting Abbotsford tomorrow, JV 5:30, varsity at 7. With a win, Phillips would clinch at least a share of the Merrillwood North Conference Championship. And on the Shawamigan side, the JV and varsity volleyball team will be hosting Athens tomorrow night, 5:30 JV, and a 7 o'clock varsity time. Sports scores and much more at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab, and archived audio under the archive tab. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
My favorite season of the year is pumpkin spice season. That's my favorite season. We got some more pumpkin spice heads in it. Man, I love pumpkin spice. So I try all the pumpkin spice. My friend last year called me a basic. But if that's what it is, then give me some Uggs and throw on The Bachelor. I'm here for it. I love pumpkin spice. Around September, I start going to the grocery store just like, ooh, I wonder what the harvest is going to be like this year. Looks like the yogurts are coming in early. I buy all of it. I tried pumpkin spice Spam before, which, yeah, pretty judgmental for the whole city that's based on gross meat, but... The weirdest thing I ever tried was pumpkin spice vegan pork rinds, which were bad. They were bad, I think. But I don't think it was pumpkin spice's fault. I think it was the identity crisis that soybean was going through.
You're a sports junkie, and for you, 24/7 coverage is never enough. So when you can't get the depth of coverage you need from the 12 ESPN channels, the 22 Fox Sports outlets, or the 57 cable sports networks, come to us. We're the 92nd most watched sports network. We're the Sports Minutia Channel. Sure, we have all the scores and highlights of sporting events you didn't even know you cared about. But we also have shows like the Injury Outlook Speculation Hour, where our 13 hosts obsess over your favorite players' future in ways that keep you glued to the TV for the inconclusive answers you count on. It's the Sports Minutia Channel. Crack sports reporting for sports crackheads.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Picket fenced in, heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down. We'll
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns in a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. But putting that bacon on Mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. We had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. 18 left it all behind. Chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home. Still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes. From putting that bacon on Mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. We had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much.
Country. Good Monday, final week of the month of September, and gonna be pretty nice. I mean, we're a little bit of rain today, a lot of rain today, and that's all right. We need some moisture out there. We're okay with that. And looks like the rest of the week, some of the rain may linger into tomorrow. But as far as temperatures, 60s, low 70s. I think when we get into the upper 60s and low 70s, that's just a happy place, right? I mean, the people who like warm weather are like, okay, so it's not 80, but we'll take it. And the people who like cooler weather are like, now we're talking, mid-upper 60s. So there's a happy, happy little place in there for those who like the warm and those who like the cool weather. I think you'll enjoy the weather this week. Today, again, just a good day to do some inside stuff. Probably going to kind of be a cloudy and drippy day. Anything we get as far as dry or sunshine will be a bonus for today. Well, Brewer baseball, we are ready for playoffs. They haven't officially clinched the division yet. They have clinched a wild card spot, but they will clinch the division as early as tomorrow. There's six games to go in the season. And if the Brewers win one game of those six or the Cubs lose one game of the six, then the Brewers win the division. So what I'm saying is it's pretty much over. And the Brewers will begin their playoff trek a week from tomorrow because they will have the worst record of the three divisional champions. So that means they will host a three-game series against a team that has the worst wild card record. And you're saying, Joel, well, who might that be? Well, it's not going to be Philadelphia because they've got 87 wins on the year. It could be the Cubs, and it could be Arizona. Those are a couple, the two teams that are in the two and three spots right now, but you got Miami lingering in there too. You could have Miami coming to AmFam Field. Again, you could have the Cubs. Cincinnati's an outside chance. Arizona, you got four teams that are vying for a couple of wild card spots. And whoever ends up with the worst record will come to Milwaukee for at least two games. And the third game, if the visiting team wins one of those. So all three of those games a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all would be in Milwaukee. That's the advantage of being a division winner and playing the wild card team. Then from there, they go to a five game and then a seven game in the World Series. And we hope all that happens, but we'll see. So the excitement of Brewer baseball begins a week from tomorrow, it looks like. All things pointing toward that. Had a had an exhausting week. A lot of travel this past weekend. And I knew I was in for it. Went down to Chicago, basically. It's a place called Homer Glen, Illinois, but it's south and west of Chicago a little bit. It's about, I don't know, probably 6 hours, 5.5, 6 hours from here, and drove it all back yesterday. It was a beautiful day for a drive yesterday, and got to listen to the Packer game and monitor some of the other games, so that was a kind of a good distraction. So it wasn't a bad day to be traveling. It was just a long day. There's two observations from my travels, and I think I've told you this before. I don't know what's going on in the city of Chicago, but people just need to take a little bit of a chill pill. Goodness gracious. I mean, you get into Chicago. if you don't have to drive in Chicago, just don't. Just don't. Because I'm going to put it at like 95% of the people are just fine. Or it's like normal society, right? And 90, 95% of the people are functional, doing okay. And then there's like 5% that just the bat coming out of the evil place. I mean, it's just absolute. I have never been passed by so many cars going 110 miles an hour in my life, going down especially on when we're going Friday night. It was crazy, absolutely crazy, the amount of car. I was going 70, the speed limit was 70. I was going 70, 75. And the amount of cars that just went by me like I was standing still. And then I've been on this planet 57 years, never in my life. I've driven a lot of places. I've driven to Rhode Island. I've driven to Florida. I've done the east, southwest, as far as you can go. I've driven a lot in my life. Never in my life have I been passed by what is a bunch of motorcycles called? Like 8 by 10, 12, 15, a pack, a gaggle, a snorkel. I don't know. What are a lot of motorcycles called? I'm going to go with snorkel. I was passed by a snorkel of motorcycles. Well, I wasn't passed. Everyone who was on the highway was passed. So when it was done, I looked at my son and I said, how fast do you think they were going? And he said, well, you were going 70, and it felt like they were going twice as fast. So I'm going to go with 130 to 140 that they were going. So we're cruising. It's like it's nighttime. It's about 7:30 or 8 o'clock. It's dark. South, the western suburbs of Chicago, the tollway, everything's a toll in Chicago because they can't pay for their own roads. They got to make everybody else pay for them. So on the western side of Chicago, it's whatever toll, whatever road I was going on. So two motorcycles, my back left, just like mosquitoes on your shoulders, just like zoom. And I wasn't the only car on the road. There were a lot of cars on the road. It wasn't stop and go traffic, but there were a lot of cars. So two motorcycles, back left shoulder, zoom. And I was like, whoa. And about 5 seconds later, three more, zoom. Just, and then it kept going. There were like a total of, I think we counted 15. That we're not only going about 140 miles an hour, but we're going in and out, obviously, in and out, in between cars. And I told my son, I said, we're gonna be stopping here because there's no way they're going to survive this. And I'm assuming they did. Sir, I don't know. I'm assuming they might have just disintegrated if they hit something. It might have just went psh, and just gone. Craziest thing I've ever seen. I've had it before where one or maybe two motorcycles have done that, going like 140, 150, but never 15 of them. I was scared. The rest of the time through Chicago, I didn't want to change lanes because I thought I was going to hit one. I kept telling my son, is there anything coming? Look really good. Look really good. Because if I pull out
and they're there. It's going to end badly for them and probably for us too. I'm still a little bit stressed out from that. Then I was driving home yesterday. I was coming through the Stevens Point area, and we had some thunderstorms yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, early evening. And I had my window open just a little bit of crack, just a little bit, just to get a little air flowing in. And I experienced, once again, I experienced a clap of thunder that must have been right, like, around over my car. Bolts of lightning, like, front, center, left, and left. And then a crack of thunder that gave me an earache for about 15 minutes. It eventually, thankfully, it went away. And I was a bit stunned by it. I'm just going to stay home this week, and I'm going to just going to hang out in the yard and just stand there and enjoy the peace and quiet. I think we should, I think there should be a serious consideration into splitting Wisconsin into a North Wisconsin and a South Wisconsin. We have North Carolina, we have South Carolina. We have North Dakota, we have South Dakota. We have West Virginia, and we have Virginia. I think we should secede and just draw a line, maybe. I'm all right with putting Wausau in the northern part. I'm all right. But somewhere around the Wausau-Stevens Point area, there should be a line, and there should be a northern Wisconsin, and there should be a southern Wisconsin, because it's two completely different worlds. It's two completely different worlds as far as traffic and weather and stuff. So it's just, that's what I'm going to run on when I run for office. I don't know what I'm running for, but mayor of Brace County or whatever, run against Gary. So that was my weekend. I hope. Oh, in between, we went down. My son's a professional cornhole player. We played some bags down there and stuff, and had some fun down there doing that too. But it was an interesting weekend. What a comeback for the Packers! Huh? I listened to the game, not on the Packer broadcast, but I listened to it through. I listened to the TV broadcast, and what a Jordan! When the game was over, you know what I told myself? I said, "Self." I said, you know what the Packers got themselves in Jordan Love? I tell you what they got themselves. They got themselves Russell Wilson is what they got right there, I think. No, it's not a but of a, it's a cheer. That game, the way he played that game reminded me a lot of Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson can play a game and just not look good for a long time. And you're like, what is he doing? What is he doing? And it's just that Russell Wilson has that philosophy of quarterbacking where he's not going to take chances until he has to. He's just going to take what you give him. And if you don't give him much, he'll just let it play out. And then that's kind of what Jordan Love. And I'm not saying that he'll be anything like right. He'll be as good as Russell Wilson, because he's been pretty good. But it certainly kind of looks like it. He's a pretty smart quarterback. Doesn't take big time chances. He looks pretty bad at times. But then late in the game, he led the team, made some key throws, and the Packers, they benefited from Derek Carr. There's no doubt. Derek Carr went down, and the Saints coaching staff said, all right, I don't think you can score 17 points, Packers, so we're not going to give this game away. With Jameis Winston in the game, who has a tendency to turn the ball over, they kind of went into a shell. The Saints did, and said, we don't think you can score 17 points. And the Packers did. They scored 18 and got it. So it probably wasn't a bad game plan by the Saints when you lose your star quarterback in Derek Carr, because he was playing pretty well up to that point. Good win for the Packers. They're 2-1. A short week. They got the Lions coming in on Thursday night game. And we'll have that for you right here. Exciting homecoming win for the Shawamigan football team. First win of the year. Congratulations to Coach Morgan and the folks. We'll have the coaches on tomorrow. Phillips winning also up in Mellon. So a good weekend of football for our local football teams. The Badgers got a win, right? I think I saw the Badgers won. Deion Sanders in Colorado went down. Like, kind of people thought once they faced a team that was kind of a little bit bigger than them on the line that they might be in trouble, and they were. They finally lost a game. And what else? We talked about Brewer playoffs. Anything else? No? All right, you're good. We'll get to our weather forecast again. A bit wet today. You're seeing that out there right now. But some pretty good weather ahead this week. We'll fill in some of those details in just a moment.
Hey, man. Looking good.
It's Stitch Fix.
I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because let's get real. I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thunder showers as well. Highs working up to 63. Up east to southeast winds, 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53. And a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip flops. Don't own nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine. Bonfires in summertime.
time. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing fatter than me and my girl striking up a little lighter.
Timberland.